The National Institute of Mental Health estimates roughly 46 million people around the country experience some form of mental illness annually. Some experts predict that in the coming years, the country could see a shortage of 250,000 mental health care professionals, leaving people without the care they need. Psychiatric mental health nurses could potentially help fill that gap. As specialized nurses, some can diagnose and treat patients without physician oversight. However, Wisconsin's not among the states that allow that to practice. Our next guest says that's an issue worth addressing, especially since a recent report says just 19% of Wisconsin mental health care patients have their needs met. Gail Stern is the president of the American Psychiatric Nurses Association and has been a psychiatric nurse for more than 35 years. Gail, thanks for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, can you talk a little more before we get into the specific role of the psychiatric mental health nurse? Can you talk a little more about the challenges in finding mental health care access in the country?
Oh, my goodness. So as you just said, in Wisconsin, it's like 19% of the health, mental health needs are met. So what we have seen is, well, there's certainly a decrease in psychiatrists and people going into psychiatry. Some of that historically has been related to stigma, related to the mental health vocation, if you will, or the mental health patient, the patient who experiences mental health. So there's not been a dialogue around that kind of care. And so the providers of the individuals with mental illness often are, shall we say, less admired than the other professions or other specialties in medicine. So I think that's part of it, and I'm happy to say that some of that is changing. I think there's much better awareness and openness. But part of this report that we put together is to try to invite and to intrigue individuals who are currently in nursing or who might be considering nursing to also consider psychiatric mental health nursing. Go ahead.
A lot of people might not know. I'll put myself out there. I didn't know that there was this specialty of psychiatric mental health nursing. Could you talk about what kind of training goes into that and the role these nurses play?
Sure. And I just want to mention, too, that the psychiatric mental health nurses actually represent the second largest group of behavioral health professionals in the United States. So I think we follow social workers. So what the preparation, there are two levels. There's the RN preparation for psychiatric mental health nursing, and then there's advanced practice nursing. So you go to nursing school, which is three or four years. I know it's kind of confusing, but you become eligible to sit for licensure as an RN. Once you accomplish that, you then are usually trained on the job with a fairly extensive orientation to be able to care safely and effectively for psychiatric patients or people with psychiatric disorders. The advanced practice nurse gets a master's or often now even a doctorate in psychiatric nursing and does extensive, shall we say, clinical time in terms of training and in educating about illnesses and the prescribing medications or the psychotropic medications that they can prescribe. And that's usually 2 years or 2 to 3 years of additional training with a master's and doctorate. Then they sit for an exam to become accredited, and then they become licensed in their state. And as you mentioned earlier, some of them have autonomy, full licensure without being tied to physician supervision, and that's in 22 states in the District of Columbia, but many states were trying to encourage folks to understand that the more autonomy that psychiatric mental health nurses, the more ability to serve some of the rural areas or the other areas that have shortages in psychiatrists.
So for that advanced practice, a psychiatric mental health nurse, what kind of services could they provide to a patient?
So essentially they can diagnose, treat, do psychotherapy, order diagnostic tests, and of course, the big thing often is the ability to prescribe medications for patients. There is there's about 28,000 psychiatrists in the country, and I think there's a large portion of them that are over 55. So We are also trying to encourage people to go into any psychiatric field, of course, but psychiatric nursing is something that people don't always think about because the undergraduate curriculums do not include probably what we would consider enough curriculum in psychiatry and in behavioral health.
Talking to Gail Stern, president of the American Psychiatric Nurses Association, she says, statistics show that we have a shortage of mental health care providers. She says that psychiatric nurses could help fill that gap. And Gail, I think it was in your report I read that you've seen some nursing schools or professors steer people not toward, but away from psychiatric nursing. Has that happened?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think it has. I think with the focus on mental health and substance use, certainly the opioid crisis, some of them are starting to relook at that. Now, the American Psychiatric Nurses Association actually has some suggestions and a toolkit for these nursing schools to try to improve, shall we say, the curriculum in psychiatric nursing and hopefully, you know, reach out and have them join our ranks, shall we say. One of the things I wanted to also mention out of the report, so I would steer people to the report that's available on APNA, and I don't know if you can put a link on your website, but there's a shortage of psychiatric mental health nurses in the country, and so that's part of the reason for this, and the other part, so we're looking for recruiting, shall we say, but it is actually an area where if people, when they're going to school, often want to try to find something that they're going to get a job in when they graduate. And there's certainly many vacancies, something like a 58% increase in the vacancies in psychiatric nursing. So there's jobs available for individuals who pursue this this career.
I want to bring on a caller. We've got Judy on the line in Ripon. Judy, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I think that this, I'm an RN. I've been an RN for 35 years. I think that this trend of trying to make nurses into doctors is something we have to take with a little bit of caution. Even with advanced practice RNs, you don't get the hard sciences. I mean, the really in-depth pharmacology that physicians get, you just don't. And I really worry anytime somebody says, we need to make these nurses available to go out and treat people without any supervision from a physician. It's the easy answer, and insurance companies love it because it's so much cheaper. But the consumer of mental health or any type of health doesn't understand what they are, what the different levels are involved in nursing or medicine.
Judy, thanks for the call. So an RN saying, hey, let's maybe not turn so many nurses into practitioners, Gail.
Okay, I think one of the things I love about nurses is we are a very responsible group of individuals. So what I would say is I have known very few nurses that would perform services that they did not feel they were competent in. And if they ran into a situation that they felt was not within their scope to respond to and to care for competently, safely, and legally, they would seek supervision. So I'm not saying we wouldn't seek supervision from physicians or from other colleagues. What the law does is require it absolutely rather than allow that to the, shall we say, professional judgment of the individual nurse.
Thanks for that call, Judy. You mentioned earlier, Gail, the opioid epidemic. Do you see psychiatric nurses having a role in dealing with both addiction and mental health problems that might go along with addiction?
Yeah, currently most of us have competencies in terms of treating individuals, especially dual diagnosis. So often you have a mental illness co-occurring with a substance use disorder. But even for just substance use disorders and opioid abuse, psychiatric nurses are available, both RNs and APRNs, to help with that. One of the services that assists opioid management is called medication-assisted treatment. And many of our psychiatric nurses have gotten the waiver that is necessary in order to provide some of the medication treatments along with, the therapy to to help individuals wean off of opioids.
Now, you mentioned earlier, Gail, some states allow more or less full autonomy for psychiatric nurses to be practitioners. Many don't. Do you see a trend? Are more states considering this as an option recently?
Well, I think so. I think there's a number of we are an education and research organization, APNA, but we have seen that most states are looking at, you know, what is the appropriate amount of supervision prior to moving a person to autonomy. Some of the states are going to sort of a period of time, like an internship, if you will, before they move them, or some of them are seeing that the we can leave that to the professional judgment of the nurses they come out. And trust me, all nurses that I've seen come out seek supervision. But the mandate of supervision locks them away from some of the areas that they could serve, like rural areas and other, even urban areas that are in need.
We'll leave it there for now. Gail, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
That's Gail Stern, president of the American Psychiatric Nurses Association. She's currently administrator of the Department of Psychiatry for Lehigh Valley Health Network in Pennsylvania. She joined us to make the case that psychiatric mental health nurses could help address a projected shortage in mental health professionals in Wisconsin and around the country.